So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'isha niknes b'shalish drachim, v'koynes atzma b'shtei drachim. A woman is acquired by her husband through kedushin in three ways, and she reacquires herself from her husband in two ways. The Mishnah elaborates, niknes b'kesef b'shtar u'bebiya. Kedushin is either b'kesef, if a man gives a woman some money or shav b'kesef, an item of monetary value, and tells her, hare'ad mekudeshesli, you shall become betrothed to me through this money, or b'shtar. He gives her a document in which he wrote, hare'at mekudeshesli, or u'bebiya, they cohabit, and he tells her, hiskadsheli bebiyazu. She becomes an arusa, and is considered eshes habal, in that asala kuli alma, she's now forbidden to all other men as an eshesish. V'koynes atzma, and she reacquires herself, either beget, if he gives her a get, a divorce document in which it states, as part of a longer text, hare'at muteres l'chal adam, you are now permitted to marry anyone, or if he dies, she likewise becomes permitted. The Mishnah proceeds to cite a machlekes as to the minimum amount of money required for kedushin. Bekesef, bishami oimrim, bidinner ubishava dinner. Bishami hold that kedusha kesef can only be accomplished with a silver dinner or its equivalent value. Bishil oimrim, bipruta ubishava pruta. Bishil maintain that a mere cup of pruta is sufficient. Bekamehi pruta, echad mishmaina beisser hitalki. The value of a pruta is equivalent to 1/8 of a silver Italian isser. The Mishnah concludes with v'hayivama niknis bibiyah. There is only one way of acquiring a yivama, and that is through biyah. V'koynes atzma, and she acquires herself to return to her own domain in one of two ways, either b'chalitza, by performing chalitza, or u'bemitzas hayavim, through the yavim's death. The Gemara begins with a discussion of the Mishnah's wording, and first asks, why does our Mishnah use the word kinyan for a marriage? Why does the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak use the word kedushin for a marriage? The Gemara explains that our Mishnah used the word kinyan, the Mishnah teaches that money can effectuate kedushin because gamar kicha kicha mistei efren. There's a gzer shav of the words kicha. The pasuk regarding kedushin states kiikach ish isha, and the pasuk regarding stei efren states nasati kesef asoda kach mimeni. Just as their kicha was done with money, so too the kicha of kedushin can also be accomplished with money. The kicha ikri kinyan, and kicha is referred to as kinyan, as the pasuk states hasada ashikana avram, and kesef is also referred to as kinyan in another pasuk sadeis bekesef yiknu. They purchased fields with money. Therefore, our Mishnah stated her isha niknis because of kedusha kesef. However, the later Mishnah uses the word mekadesh because tani lishna dirabanan the asla akule alma kehektish. Kedushin is similar to hektish, as Tosfos explains, mekudeshesli, miuchedesli, umezumenesli. She becomes exclusively his wife and is thereby forbidden to all others. The Gemara now asks, why does our Mishnah associate kedushin with the wife, when in fact the husband is the one who effectuates the kedushin by his action and she merely accepts it? If so, the Mishnah should have stated her ish kaina, as it does later her ish mekadesh, and not her isha niknis. The Gemara offers two explanations. The Mishnah states her isha niknis because the kaboy lemisna seifa v'koynes atzma. It states in the seifa that she reacquires herself in two ways, and this statement is associated only with the isha, but not with the ish, because the ikamisis abal delav iu kamakni min shemayahu de kamakni la. She also reacquires herself with his death, which is not his doing, but rather a heavenly decree. Therefore, taninami reisha bidida. The reisha also mentions isha, but not ish. Another reason the Mishnah states her isha niknis is because had it stated her ish kaina, havamina filabal karcha. This would imply that the husband has the complete authority regarding marriage, and he can effectuate kedushin even against her will. Therefore, the Mishnah states her isha niknis to teach the midaita in shalei midaita loy. She also has the authority regarding marriage, and therefore it can be done only with her consent. The Gemara proceeds and asks, umay irya detani shalish lisni shleisha. Why does the Mishnah state shalish aloshna keva instead of the word shleisha aloshna zachar, which is what the Mishnah is accustomed to use? The Gemara explains mishum dekabay lemisni derech v'derech aloshna kevahu. Because the Mishnah mentioned the word Durachim, Alash Nekeva. Therefore, it also uses Shalish, Alash Nekeva. However, the Gemara goes on to explain that the word Derech can actually be used both as Lash Nekeva or Lash Zachar. It depends only on the topic it's associated with. If Derech is associated with a Lash Nekeva, such as Torah, then Derech is also considered Lash Nekeva, as in the Pasuk, Vaidat Lehem Esa Derech Yelchubah. And therefore, in our Mishnah that deals with an Isha, Derech is considered a Lashon Nekeva. And for this reason, our Mishnah speaks in Lashon Nekeva, Ha'isha Niknis B'Shalish Drachim. And if Derech is associated with a Lashon Zachar, such as Mechama, war, then Derech is also considered a Lashon Zachar, as in the Pasuk, B'Derech Echad Yetzu Lecha, or B'Shiva Drachim Yunusu Lefanecha. And therefore, the Mishnah in Masechta Zavin that deals with the halachas of Isav that pertain only to a Zachar, Derech is considered a Lashon Zachar, and for this reason, the Mishnah there speaks in Lashon Zachar. B'Shiva Drachim, Boitkin Esazav. The Gemara then offers two reasons why our Mishnah chose the word drachim, ways, Lashon Nekeva, rather than the word Devarim, matters, Lashon Zachar, which is what the Mishnah is accustomed to use. Either because the Gebay L'misni Bia. The Mishnah mentions that Bia can also accomplish Kedushin, and Bia is referred to as Derech in the Pasuk V'Derech Gever Ba'alama Kein Derech Isha Mena Efes. And this is also applicable to Kesev Ishtar, because Hanach Nami Tzarech Bia Ninu. All forms of Kedushin are for the purpose of marriage. Or the Mishnah chose to say Drachim because Hamani Rib Shimon Hi, who asked Memneima Amr Torah Ki Kach Ish Isha V'Leiksev Kisi Lokach Isha Leish. Why does the pasuk associate marriage with the husband but not with the wife, as it states if a man takes a woman, and does not state if a woman allows herself to be taken by a man? Shimon explains because Chava was created from one of Adam's ribs, and therefore Darkei Shel Ish LeChazar Al Isha. Then Darkei Shel Isha LeChazar Al Ish. It is the way of a man to look for a wife, his aveda, his lost possession, but it's not the way of a woman to look for a husband, her bal aveda. This discussion continues in the next daf.